Anne McBride Norton is an American who lives in China. She's found that the Chinese and Americans have very different ideas about aloneness.
Show an American a photograph of a lone hiker tramping through the wilderness, and the likely response will be something like, "Ah, blissful solitude." Show a Chinese the same picture, and you will probably be asked, "What is that man doing out there all by himself?" This difference in response is not hard to understand. China's geographic size is almost exactly the same as the United States, but China's population exceeds that of the U.S. total by more than 1 billion people. It's no wonder that the space and solitude Americans love so dearly are viewed quite differently here. In fact, China's dense population has been around so long it seems to be a defining factor in the Chinese character. In the 13th century, when Marco Polo visited this strange land, only about 50,000 people lived in Venice. At the same time, 1 million people populated the Chinese city of Hangzhou. Almost every aspect of my day-to-day life in the city of Kunming reflects China's sheer numbers. On crowded city streets and with no regard for intersections, Chinese simply walk out into the oncoming traffic of bicycles and automobiles with barely a look sideways. But instead of producing multiple collisions, the process somehow unfolds with people, cars, and bicycles sliding past each other like skillfully shuffled cards. On a recent Sunday, my husband and I embarked on a long-planned hike in the Western Hills, located 45 minutes outside the city. Immediately, we find ourselves crushed in a crowd of hundreds of Chinese who are perfectly happy to spend their weekend trek surrounded by a mass of humanity. As we seriously contemplate going home, we spot a trailhead leading to a path that seems completely free of people. Exactly where we want to be. Eagerly pushing through the crowd to reach it, we see the name of the trail posted on a sign, a name that perfectly describes how most Chinese would feel taking this side route. The name of the trail translated into English, Lonely Road. But I believe the clearest difference in the Chinese and American sense of space can be found on the many airline flights I've taken in my 2 years here. After elbowing and pushing to be the first aboard the plane, the Chinese are then simply content to sit crowded in seats with three people across, even when large sections of the aircraft are empty, and it's perfectly acceptable to move around. On the other hand, when I find myself crammed in the middle seat of a full row, my palms begin to sweat and my eyes dart back and forth as I begin to plot my escape, carefully arranging my carry-on gear so I can grab it and bolt the minute the fasten seatbelt sign goes off. On a recent flight from Kunming to Shanghai, a Chinese man springs from his middle seat at precisely the same moment I do and sprints into an empty row. We slump breathlessly in aisle seats across from each other, but before I can even think the exception that proves the rule, he turns to me and says in a distinct Midwestern accent, "Hey, what part of the States are you from?"
Anne McBride Norton lives in Kunming, China.